Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo.
What's going on?
So, do you think he'll get another job or not?
Who?
Russell Wilson.
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. I just feel like it's all anybody's been talking about all day is Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson hates Sean Payton, or at least, you know, there were rumors that they didn't get along. There's the game where they're screaming at one another on the sideline. Then Russell Wilson does this big goodbye and posts this thing on Instagram and Twitter and says, you know, thanks to the fans. He starts naming players on the team.
Right.
He names all these people and then doesn't name Peyton.
So no, they obviously like, don't like
he did
each
it on
other.
Purpose. They don't get along.
There's contract stuff, I guess. He went on one of those shows. It might have been that I Am Athlete show or whatever on YouTube. And so that they told him to waive his injury clause.
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. And they said, okay, well, we're just going to bench you.
Oh, okay. So, well, I heard people throwing his stats around, and now I'm trying to look at it, but I can't find them.
No, the story is he played pretty good last year.
Yeah, so. If you look at his numbers, I heard Nick on his show saying something about, I don't want to get it wrong. It was on in the background. I thought he was saying something about how Russell Wilson played kind of, you know what, just forget it.
Okay.
The numbers are pretty good, but I did hear him talking about, you know, it's deceiving to look at these numbers and say, oh, you've only got one less touchdown. I don't know exactly why.
Well,
something about being selfish,
always want to say
but I didn't
that Nick
understand.
Knows more about sports than me, because I don't believe that to be true.
But he knows more than me.
Well, no. But when it comes to, like, analyzing Russell, I don't know that I watched a full Denver game unless they were playing the Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
Nick watches him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he says, those numbers look good, but they're deceiving because I watched him play and he wasn't very good, then I believe him.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. You know what I mean? Like, right. I can only look at the numbers and be like, well, they look okay.
Right. It wasn't like, all right, got to check in on the Broncos.
He looked pretty good when they beat the Chiefs that week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They started to make that comeback, and then they were the ones who had that game where they dominated, right? Or were they the ones that got dominated? Didn't they have a game this season where they kicked the crap out of somebody, or were they on the losing end of that?
Well,
Denver was a part of one of those blowout games.
They lost to Miami, like
70-12. Okay,
or
that
something.
Was the Miami game where they lost. Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I kind of thought in my mind, I was thinking, how many Super Bowls did he win with Seattle? There's just one, right?
One, yeah.
It's kind of crazy because at the time, exactly, there should have been two, but he absolutely seemed like, he was elite, but the whole team was elite. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was
no,
one of those things.
Good.
Like we were fans of Seattle, sort of, right? I mean, we lived there, and I think we both kind of equally liked the team. And I think when we lived there, we tried to embrace it, just like you embraced the Chiefs when you moved to Kansas City.
Sure.
So, you know, and
when we were there,
try to keep tabs on them.
It wasn't the same.
No, but
it felt like boring football. They got into the playoffs. It was bad.
Yeah.
Like it was Matt Hasselbeck handing the ball to Marshawn Lynch. Yep. That's what I mean. It was hard to watch, and that defense was good, but it was not an exciting brand. It was an effective brand of football, but it wasn't.
Yes.
Certainly wasn't exciting.
No, the stadium was exciting. The fans were
it was
exciting.
A good time, walking down there downtown was cool.
Yeah, it was enough for me. I'm saying to keep an eye on. And Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. I feel like it was one. But you just wonder: is it like a McCartney and Lennon sort of thing? You know, is Russell Wilson? I heard them talking. Someone was making the comparison about Kurt Warner. You know, and Kurt Warner wins the Super Bowl, and then you know. But was he a good quarterback? Did he go play for the Giants?
Arizona.
Yeah, I mean.
And he played pretty good for the Giants, yeah.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but he went to the Super Bowl with Arizona.
Like Dick Vermeil or Marshall Falk.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dick Vermeil was the coach of
the time. Like, who else would they say, like, you know,
oh, where it's got the, yeah.
Well, they had Torrey Holt, and they had a good team. Those wide receivers were good.
Fastest show on turf? Greatest show on turf?
That's right.
You're talking about like other instances where teams were like, it wasn't just this elite athlete. It was something about
the
magic of these guys. Exactly.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner, I'm like, I don't know who the other person would be. It's not Dick Vermeil or Marshall Falk, right?
In the movie with Kevin James, it's Mike Martz.
Okay.
Yeah, so there you go.
I would have thought it was Dick Vermeil, I guess. I don't know. He believed in him, right?
Mike Martz didn't believe in him.
Right, after that?
In the movie, Mike Martz didn't believe in him.
But Vermeil did, right?
Yeah, but then Mike Martz, you know, they ended up working together. And
I didn't see that. Was it a religious? Someone told me it was a religious movie or like a Christian movie.
I mean,
I know he's religious.
He's religious, so there's some of it in there.
Okay.
But it's more, it's a good movie. And it is, I mean, it's more like he doesn't seem all that religious and he meets a woman who's religious. And she kind of, but he doesn't, there's not a lot of God talk or anything.
Is there no cussing in it though? For some reason I thought it was like a movie that Christians were saying, go see this with your family.
Maybe, but it wasn't
be mixing up movies.
It wasn't patronizing. I didn't feel like they were saying you need to love Jesus to watch this movie or Jesus, you know, was basically the quarterback. I didn't get any of that vibe from it. He was kind of guy who was down on luck, met this woman with kids and she believed him. She happens to be religious. And then, you know, he became religious too. But that's really about it.
Well, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but that don't effing cut it. When you're winning Super Bowls in St. Louis, and I'm in Kansas City, it made me very, very, very angry with the Rams. Speaking of, you said something about Matt Hasselbeck. I saw he got a coaching job. Did you see that? He's going to work with his brother coaching high school football.
Matt Hasselbeck is?
Yeah, I saw that today. You just were talking about him. I think you just said something about Hasselbeck, right?
Yeah, Seattle. The ball to Marshawn.
Yeah, you look up a lot of those players from when you were a kid.
What's his wife
that you liked?
Now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that his wife or the brother's wife?
That's the brother's wife.
That's his.
No,
right?
That one's his wife, I think.
Yeah, I think
she was
his.
On TV, right?
Yeah, she was on The View.
Are you sure? I thought it was his brother.
I think that was his
wife. Oh, you know
wife.
What? No, you're right. She's married to Tim Hasselbeck.
Yeah, he's a quarterback too,
good
but
call.
Just not as good.
Good call.
And then who were the brothers? This is so random.
God, why do we get on this
I know.
Topic,
I know.
Man?
It's just
how does anyone listen to this?
It's unlistenable.
It really is.
I'm actually involved in the conversation. Like, boy, I'd like to
I know. Me too. I'm like, well, I guess I don't know how the hell to get out of this. We could change subjects, though. Is anybody?
Well, what are we going to ask now? Just don't leave us there.
Well,
who
I was
the other brothers.
The other brothers that played. I had the jersey, and I used to. Nice guys, though, right? Who the hell's that? What were their names? You know who I'm talking about.
You have the jersey.
You made fun of me for having his jersey. The guy who played in Seattle. He's from Seattle. They're from Seattle, and he played for the Chiefs for a minute. And I got a jersey, and you made fun of me for having the jersey because I had to get it custom made.
You have the jersey, don't you wear it all the time?
Yeah, I had to get it custom made. Well, I don't wear it anymore, but
yeah, you wore it to a game one time,
and people made fun of me.
And the guy
I wore it to games more than once.
So jersey.
Yes, there were strangers behind us that said, "Look at this guy." He's wearing a what?
Damon Heward?
Yeah. Heward, yes.
Him,
because
him,
you.
And his brother Brock.
Yes, Brock.
Meezy on the
now,
Twitch.
Those are nice
well
guys.
Done.
I went to a some sort of radio. I think it was in the Ireland thing, the Jameson thing. And which brother? I told you I was with one of them. Which brother is
Brock.
It? The one that did radio. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Have you met him?
I have not.
Maybe we could get jobs
Thank
with
God
those
we
guys.
This conversation
but
I
maybe we can get jobs with them.
Because he does a lot of college football.
Oh, okay.
Podcasts and that. And then he calls games. So.
Okay, gotcha. Well, anyhow.
There you go. Brock Heward.
Brock Heward.
But you didn't
and
have
Heward.
A Brock Heward
and
jersey. You had a
Damon
Heward.
Heward. And you know why I had a Damon right. Heward jersey? Because when he stepped up that season for the Chiefs, he had better numbers than Peyton Manning.
Remember that.
That's true.
You should
Look
still
it
wear
up.
That.
Look it up. I got the
Went
jersey.
Went to a Chiefs game and we're walking. The guy just yells, he goes, Jesus, man, is that a Ewer jersey? I'm like,
he literally did like something in a movie where he tapped his buddy. He's like, check this out, this guy's got a Ewer jersey on, which I'm had already been busting my balls. It was a gift from my ex.
I'm like, he got it at TJ Maxx. Leave him alone.
I didn't buy. They didn't sell Ewer jerseys. I promise you.
Like seven mistakes. It fell off the truck.
No,
they're like, this Ewer guy's going to be great, and then they're like, no, he's not. So then. All the sports places are like, send that to Marshall.
To Africa. Right.
No.
The plane got rerouted.
To Marshall.
Yeah.
There's poor kids who need a jersey on Red Friday.
You're giving them too much credit.
Right. Send them all the players who don't play there anymore.
It was custom.
And give him, throw the Hewards in there.
I promise it was custom.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to get you a custom
made, yeah.
It was. Mm-hmm. I promise you, at no point did anyone say, hey, we should start printing Heward Chiefs jerseys.
I'm telling you, they did, and it was a mistake, and that's why you got it.
I think it was a custom job.
At Ross's.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
I know that Laszlo doesn't think it's acceptable.
What?
Most times for men to cry in public, you know. So just start crying. What do? Weep or sob, Snowcomb? What do you say you do? Sob, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't, but I did the
but
other
you
night
sobbed,
for the first
right.
time during Dear Zachary, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that was the
well,
first
you do,
time?
You do
no, first time in a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, a good 3 weeks.
That's what I was going to say. Like
yeah.
three
weeks,
weeks
since you had a good healthy cry. You yeah. know, sometimes you just got to let it out.
Yeah. By the way, I said that to him. I was like, I don't think I've sobbed since I was a kid, but I was thinking about it. I did sob.
I don't want to hear
I
about
sobbed.
It. Man.
I've sobbed. I'm just saying. I think Laszlo's probably sobbed too. But anyway,
I haven't sobbed. Kelsey. I literally have never sobbed.
This has been a long running thing ever since I, got a little choked up at work because I got dumped when I was 21 years old, and you know, Laszlo never let
my
it go.
My heart will not survive.
I didn't say any of this
All
stuff.
All right, Adele.
You
let's
act like
go.
I was out there listening to emo.
To work, crying. Adele. Jesus Christ.
I just stood out front and smoked cigarettes
and cried.
And I told you the story
you
about
cried.
What happened, and I got choked up when I said, and when I woke up, she was gone. And that's when you stopped liking me, basically.
That's true.
And you wouldn't let me live it down.
I'm like, wait, she woke up in the morning, and the girl that was in your bed is gone, and somehow we're crying.
She left.
That's the American dream.
She came to me and said, it's over. I'm leaving. She said, I'm not coming home. That's what she said. I'm not coming back.
That's right.
It's like something out of a movie. All of her stuff was there. She took the dog and she said, no. I said, I'll see you later. She said, no, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
That's how she ended it. So I'm sorry I got a little choked up.
Yeah, well.
Anyhow, I don't worry about it because since that time, I was a little insecure at the time because Laszlo, said it's not appropriate.
It is inappropriate.
Since that time, I've seen plenty of masculine
what about
men cry.
Yesterday, Jason Kelsey.
That's what I was going to say.
I said you
Jason
can cry
Kelsey.
About sports.
Right,
so
I knew it.
This all brings us here to today, where I announce that I am retiring. Where I announce I am retiring from the NFL after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. And today, I must admit, I am officially overrated, vastly overrated. It took a lot of hard work and determination getting here.
So he cried. So I knew Laszlo would say that's okay. One, because the guy's been an elite level athlete his entire life.
Yes, of course.
It doesn't get much more manly. And once you achieve that level of masculinity, I think Laszlo thinks that's okay.
He's crying about sports.
Crying about retiring, right?
Yeah.
The end of his career. I think you should be allowed to cry about the end of any career you loved. If you're saying, if someone...
If you're like, hey, I've done my 40 at 7-Eleven, and I just want to tell you guys.
If it's a career you loved, and you have to announce publicly that you're retiring because people want to know. So, like our jobs, right? If you were retiring, if you didn't get fired, most people just get fired. But if you were to say, this is it, I'm hanging up my hat, and you do your last show, you're allowed to get a little choked up, right? No?
I mean, sure.
It's the same thing, right? He's upset.
He's put in a lot more effort into his life than I have.
Okay, well, that's fair.
I mean, right?
That's fair.
When you're talking about, there's this guy, he's been playing football since he was six. He achieved something that only 0.5% of people can achieve.
Yeah.
He's put in so much blood, sweat, tears, dying, getting hurt to achieve something that barely anyone can achieve, and now he's walking away from it. Yes. It's a little different than me being like, hey, sorry. Maybe you'll hear me in the Quad Cities. Pick up the podcast tomorrow. It's a
downplay.
Big difference.
You downplay it.
Big difference.
Yeah, it is a big difference. Instead of getting up every day and running 2 days.
And my foot hurts. I mean, that guy's been doing, like, I can't imagine. So I'm just saying he's put in a lot.
He has, but you figured out a way. We figured out a way
yeah.
to get by doing very little. Right?
Exactly. So that's why we shouldn't cry.
That is something.
He's actually dedicated his life to something.
So have we. You
know, yeah, he's made so
not
many,
working.
We haven't made any sacrifices.
Well, I guess, you know, job insecurity that we've had our entire lives. But anyhow, so Jason Kelce, everyone knows, announced his retirement, 13 seasons in the NFL. I think most people figured he was going to retire, right? That was speculation.
Well, yeah,
he might play another year.
He said he did, and then he kind of went back
then
on
he kind
it.
Of backed out.
Because he did it in a way that shouldn't have been, you know.
Right, I think he
in
just.
In the locker room to his friends.
Yeah, I think he wanted to try and do it the right
do
way.
Do it the right way, right.
But, so yeah, people knew that he was probably done. But did you see what the official Kansas City Chiefs Twitter sent out? Did you see that?
I saw it on Instagram.
It's being talked about nationally. Like, I've seen it on national sports websites, and I keep seeing it. I was like, the Chiefs.
I saw on Instagram,
paid tribute
said,
to Jason Kelce, and so I looked it up. It's pretty cool.
It said you never played for us, but you're still family.
Yeah, it says okay. From Kansas City, it says you never played for us, but you're still family. The game is going to miss you at Jason Kelce, and then it says congratulations on a legendary career. And they posted this picture of him with obviously Travis hugging him.
That's a good
cool.
Picture. Yeah,
right? That's a good picture.
Brothers,
and yeah, and I think that's cool that the Chiefs did that.
I do too,
because I would like from now on to see Jason in Chiefs stuff.
Yeah,
right?
I think you will.
I kind of think we've already
not
seen
his
him
wife,
do it.
Though.
No, yes, not his
will.
Wife.
But
look,
she
that's
won't
okay.
Red, but that's as far as she'll go.
I respect that.
I totally respect that.
I totally respect it. But the fact that Jason's brother plays for the Chiefs, I hope now we'll start seeing him in Chiefs games.
I think the Chiefs are his second favorite team.
Yeah, and I think now that he's,
that's fair.
He won't be playing.
Easy.
He'll still be his second favorite team.
Yeah, but he'll be at Chiefs games in Chiefs gear, right?
I bet you he'll be at Eagles games, too, though.
Yes.
He'll be at a lot of Chiefs games.
He'll be at a lot of Chiefs games. I mean,
he's not going to move here or anything.
No, but I think he'll go to a lot of games.
Well, I think he will.
Depending on where they're playing, whatever. Yeah. Who's your second favorite team, the Chiefs? Are they your second? I mean, look, the Lions are your favorite. Everyone respects that, just like
it's
Kelce's wife.
Now, but I grew up watching the Bills. My stepdad was from Buffalo.
Yeah.
And so that's how you learned about football?
He's watching the Chiefs, Bills. And we watched the Chiefs together too. Like we always watched the Chiefs, but we would go to different restaurants and bars to see the Bills games.
Mm-hmm. The Jim Kelly years or
no.
the '90s or a little
yeah,
later.
'90s, okay. Yeah. So okay. Yeah, but that I've always been partial to them, and now there's like a rival, and it's kind of weird. But
yeah, I mean, when you're a kid, I guess if there can be lots of reasons that you become a fan of a team.
Sure.
And like for me, it was just learning about football, and my dad, you know, was watching the Chiefs, but the Giants were really good.
Right.
And they won the Super Bowl, and I was like, they're cool. Right. I like their uniforms.
Eli's a good underdog story.
Yeah, and so then just following along with them, yeah, I liked Eli and all that. But so I would say, you know, I guess they're my second favorite team, but I don't even really pay, since Eli left, I don't really pay that much attention to them. But you've moved around more.
I have,
and
a lot.
But you lived in Kansas City the longest.
But I like the Jags a lot.
Well, the Chiefs
that's
are your
right,
second
because,
team.
Well, but he did live in Jacksonville
and
for a
I
long
lived
time.
There
when they started the team.
And I was one of the first people to have season tickets.
Right, that's
like
pretty
that
big.
First group. But then they hired Urban Meyer, so I hate him.
Yeah.
So I'm out. I didn't like him after that. And I don't like Trevor Lawrence.
Well, you just think he's
overhyped.
So would
it go
right?
Detroit, Kansas City, Jacksonville? I mean,
Jacksonville's way down there now after they hired Urban Meyer. Even though they fired him out.
Yeah,
no.
So Detroit, Kansas City, maybe Seattle?
I mean, no, they fired Pete Carroll. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's Kansas City, man.
For your second favorite team?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
That was my question.
Well, then who is your second favorite
team?
Well,
I don't know. I mean, you guys, you win everything. I know. I love it here.
We.
But
you, we win everything.
I live here. But no, you're Chiefs fans. You win everything. You know, whatever.
Well, okay.
You like this so much better when
my second favorite team for sure.
When they sucked.
When it was Tyler Palco.
I know.
I rooted my ass off for them.
I know.
But now you're just condescending Super Bowl champions.
You can't do anything right. You can't.
I just said I loved them when they were bad.
I know. But then you just jump off the wagon when they get good.
I'm the opposite. People jump on it, I jump off.
Right. No, I think it's just like this band got too popular. So
no, it's not anything. It's a condescending thing.
Yeah.
You don't know how many messages I got on Twitter from people. Let me say this, Chiefs fans.
Oh,
from people.
He's going to say something about Scullet.
No. Who clearly just watched the games. You don't play for the team. Who would send me stuff and be like, man, I was really rooting for your Lions, you know. You're so close. Just a little bit more. You're going to get over that hump.
Okay.
It's like,
yeah. People were rooting for you. I got the same text.
Right. Take it from me.
Right.
You know what? You're just about to get to where we are. And, you know, it's so.
They don't mean to be condescending.
It's so condescending.
Oh, they don't mean to be. I think that I got
see
text.
What he's saying, though.
Yeah.
I do, too,
me.
But I don't think of it that way.
Hey, we were there at one point, too.
Like, you'd read it and be like, oh, thank you.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, if we could just get over that hump like you did.
It means so much to me that you told me that. Thank you.
Right.
I get what you're saying, but I got a lot of texts from people who don't have lots of numbers saying, hey, tell them congratulations.
Hey, I had a lot of people who did that, too, and those people are great. But I'm telling you, it's that those group of people who are like, oh, man, you know, it's like... Like I lost a Little League baseball game. Just stick with it, kid, and keep swinging the bat, and you'll get there. Like, thanks, coach.
Yeah. Well, I guess that is condescending, but I don't think they meant to be condescending.
I don't think they meant to
be
either.
I think they're saying, hey, we're rooting for Detroit. We're rooting for Detroit, and they're close. We wish they'd won. That's what they were saying. Yeah, that's what they're trying to say.
They didn't swinging, mean kid. To be, but it was condescending.
Right, just keep swinging, kid.
They're saying they're close. This is where
I hear what they're
saying.
We're
excited that they're so close.
I'm not dumb.
Whoa. This isn't Boston. We don't talk like that, okay? The Church
of Les. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, you were saying you might have bad bugs?
I don't know. Brooke just texted me and said she's got bug bites all over her ankles and legs. So now I'm worried that we might have bed bugs, which if that's the case, don't you have to burn the mattress?
Yeah, they're hard to get rid of, I think.
I think they like...
You probably just got fleas. You got a new dog.
But the dog
he was in here the other day.
But the dog gets he's on flea medication and he gets bathed. He gets bathed like every other day. What you normally notice
Where'd
if you
get
have
that
fleas.
Dog? That's what I didn't. I only asked that because it's not a dog I would expect you to have.
It's like a little dog.
Whoa! What?
Snow cone. Did you get that?
Oh well, I'm sorry. You can say that word.
No, you can't.
I watch cable.
This is not FX.
That word seems to be like you can say it anywhere nowadays.
No, I don't think
it
so.
It is, right on TV. Right,
yeah, I feel
it
like any TV, yeah.
It's not on network TV.
Remember when South Park did it? It was a huge deal.
Now I feel like I see it all the time.
They don't have authority over those outlets.
I feel like regular TV says it. I feel like I saw it on... You know,
no
Jeopardy.
Way. No way.
Right.
No way.
Yeah, me too.
No one
Definitely
on Jeopardy.
Wheel of Fortune.
No yeah, one on right. Jeopardy is saying it. You find me a clip where they were cussing and didn't censor
They're
it.
They're going to sound like that answer, Steve.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I heard.
Right.
That's a answer, Steve.
Jesus, Snow Cone. You got to bleep yourself. I don't even remember what we were talking about. Oh,
Your
yeah.
Dog,
like, don't call my dog crappy. Don't say that.
Well, it is.
How?
Wait. No,
what
no,
is
wait.
That supposed
wait,
to mean?
Hold on.
You know, I don't have kids. These are like my children.
Okay, I just mean like, I don't mean it like it's a bad dog. I enjoyed the presence of the dog. It's just like a little dog. You
it's
know what
a
I mean?
Dog.
It's not like there's nothing it can do. It can't do anything.
Yeah, it's just cute.
Like,
yeah.
Right, your other big dogs, like, they could protect the house, right. Or maybe, you know, Jolie could, I don't know, maybe...
kill someone.
Carry a wheelbarrow.
It's weird you wouldn't have a pit like, to you this could probably, little dog.
Right, you could, you know, I'm guessing it could, you know, do some farm work or something. This thing just, you know, it doesn't do anything. It's like a cat.
Yeah.
A small cat.
My other dogs have all been guard dogs.
That's all I'm saying.
But I already have a big dog.
But they look like they were worker dogs, you know what I mean? Like, yeah they didn't do it. But they could.
Right. They could do a job.
Right. If you needed to ride one of those dogs to work, you could.
Okay. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Sure.
If you have it pull you on a skateboard, it would get you here.
Yes.
That little dog isn't going to do anything. So that's what I meant by the S word. Yeah. That's it. I didn't love it.
Jolie protected the house.
Yeah.
Like, she was a working dog in that sense because she was a guard dog.
Sure.
I allowed her to be a guard dog.
Sure.
I wanted her to be a guard dog.
Sure.
So, yes, this is a little different. Frank?
That's all I'm saying. So I didn't expect you to get, like, a little... You know?
A dog. That's all you have to say. A little dog. Yes, I understand. You were surprised. A few people said that. I already have a big dog, so we already have a big dog. So, you know.
Harry?
Yes.
Harry ain't going to do anything.
No, I mean, he's
big.
So it's fine.
He's big, but he ain't going to do anything.
But he could pull you to work on a skateboard. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
Big dogs
he
can
you.
Do things.
He
if he got
you.
Mad, he could.
Okay, so go.
You see what I'm saying?
That dog's a softie. I know it's big.
He
I get it.
Yes.
But he could, is what I'm saying. You don't want to fight an 80-pound German Shepherd mix.
No.
That's not going to be fun at all.
No.
So I get what Laz was saying. The little dog is,
it doesn't do anything.
Love and affection. Well, he's cute. That's his job.
He is cute.
It's like a cat. You're right.
And
it's like a cat.
Next time I get a rat's nest
in
the basement.
My cat would kill that dog.
Next time I get a rat's
nest. There's no doubt about it. My cat would kill that dog.
Well, my cat already dominates the dog. That's the pecking order. It goes, the cat is actually at the top of the pecking order, then Harry, the big dog, and then Frank, the new dog. So, I got a little dog. So what? We already had a big dog.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I was just shocked. Where'd you get it? Why'd you get it? Because it doesn't seem like a dog you would get.
It doesn't matter where I got it.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. It would be like, there's nothing wrong with who you date, but if you came... to work with someone completely different than I've ever seen, I'm like, wow, that's different for you, right?
Right. Yeah, I get it.
The same thing with the dog.
Where'd you get it? Why did you try and bust over that?
We interviewed a lot of, we even had dogs come over to the house. I had a couple of pit bulls that came over to the house.
Why do you not want to say where you got it?
I didn't say I don't want to say, I just said it doesn't matter. I rescued it. I'd seen it for a while.
You're trying to brush over this.
Yeah,
I don't want to necessarily give some place.
You steal that dog from somebody?
No, I didn't steal it. I didn't steal
it.
Find
it on the road and bring it home?
No, I saw it. When I would go to
buy. At the mall or something?
I would go to buy dog food, like once a month or whatever for the dogs. And, I would. This guy at the pet store had this dog, right? And it was very little puppy. And, at the time I had two dogs, wasn't even thinking about it, but I knew that he had this dog. And then, as time goes on, I go back there every month. I see this
same
guy,
dog.
Same
dog. The dog lives in the pet store?
Yeah. Looking for a home. And
So he's an adoptable dog. It's not this guy's dog.
It's not his dog. I mean, okay.
Does the dog live in the pet store or not?
Yes, it was living in the pet store.
So it's an adoptable buy me dog. Like buy me for $75 or something.
Right. Like behind the glass?
So you shopped. You didn't adopt or whatever it is.
Okay. But
that's why he doesn't want to say it, because he shopped for the dog.
But this dog was not.
Is that its phrase?
Mm-hmm. Adopt, don't shop.
I said shop, don't adopt. Sorry. Yeah. I had it backwards.
Well, that's probably true for you. But.
Hey, don't talk about that. I've been looking at dogs.
Just saying, it could be true for you.
KCP.
KC Pet Project?
Yeah,
we went there. Yeah, we interviewed a couple dogs there.
A lot of dogs there.
Yeah, we brought Harry up there and met a couple dogs.
So you interviewed a couple dogs?
Well, that's what they do now. Now when you go to adopt, it used to be when I was a kid, you see a dog, you go to the pound, there's all these cages, you find one that's cute, you walk it, if you like it, you say, I'll take it, and that's that. Now they want you to, sit in these rooms. All of them do it.
Yeah, they
room, bring your other dog. They have to meet in this special place.
Something about, bring the cat.
It's a huge process now.
And also, let me tell you something. In KC Pet Project, I do want to get a dog for you, and I'm looking for the right
one.
They're
good organization.
And I'm being honest, I'm really nervous about it the same way I was nervous about being a dad. Like, I don't want to be a bad dog owner. I've seen bad dog owners.
Yes.
So I want to make sure that I get that it's perfect. And so I've been really hesitant to pull the trigger, right? I guess you shouldn't use that when talking about dogs at a KC Pet Project. But you understand. But also, it's got to meet the cat. I'm like,
it's a process.
Let me tell you something, KC Pet Project. If I bring my mean ass cat to KC Pet Project, you're keeping him.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
I'm telling you, Pac-Man does not want to go back in there because I ain't coming home with him.
Right.
I may not come home with a dog either. And they'll be like, well, in 2 weeks, I'm like, I know what happens to him.
Yeah.
And I'm happy about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
By the time you get that cat there, you'd be bleeding it also. There's no way you get that cat
there
and back without
so goddamn
without
mean.
Bleeding. Yeah, it's so weird. Mean. It's just it's changed since we were kids. And I understand why they do it, because of course. Trying to prevent bad dog owners.
Right, but I also think for people like me, it makes us more leery to get one, because I'm like, oh no.
There could be so many problems.
Right. I didn't know that my cat wouldn't get along with it. I'm like, wouldn't they just fight and then ignore each other after a while?
Probably.
Like, I don't know. So now I'm like, well, now it's got to meet my cat. And because my cat clearly would not be afraid. My cat would attack your dog.
Right.
My cat literally will stand in front of me and jump at me and attack me.
Yeah.
Like, and not like in a, I want to play, in a fight way. Like, if you don't get me a treat, I will bite you and attack you. It will, if it wants a treat, it will stand on my foot and not let me move.
Weird. I don't understand like how that started. Didn't he chase off the other cat?
Literally just stands on my foot. And if I go to try to walk upstairs without getting him a treat, he will jump it, lunge at me. Yes, he's chased off my other cat. My other cat tried to come back home, and my cat sat at the top of the stairs. And every time that cat came into the backyard, he'd chase him away.
Yeah, yeah, he's a
just run at dominant, him and not let him come in, not let him come in the house.
He's a very.
I'm like, I couldn't do anything. Finally, I let the neighbor take the cat, the other cat, like just take it. The cat's much nicer.
Yeah,
well, I can't get rid of this one. He won't leave, and he won't let anything else live in the house.
I think if you got another dog, though, there's a chance that the dog would say, one. Dog would be like, I'm staying away from the cat, and the cat might be like, you just stay away from me, and as long as you stay away from me, we're cool.
But that's how it used to be. Before we move on. So you bought a dog at a pet store?
Yeah, that's what he did. He shopped, not adopted.
I want to make sure we spend enough time
Hold on.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, I got confused.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure we cover this.
I want like a really friendly, fat pocket pit bull. They got one of those?
Dude, my neighbor has one for adoption. I've got pictures of her somewhere. It's awesome. I've got pictures of her somewhere. I just can't remember the name of the organization.
It needs to stay at the house by itself, too.
Well, I've seen this dog walking around. It's literally one of those pocket pits. Yeah. It's like a mix between a pit and a bulldog.
Yeah, that's what I want.
And it's got,
what's its name?
Kind of looks like a bulldog with a pit bull face.
A stupid name either.
I don't remember what the name is, but you rename him when you adopt him. You rename whatever you want.
What's his name?
Why are you saying when you adopt him? Like everyone adopts them.
Yeah, you shop for
him. I'm saying that this dog is up for
you
adoption.
You shop for it, though.
But you say when you adopt them, but you didn't adopt them.
I rescued my dog.
From a pet store?
Yes.
I don't think that's called a rescue.
I went in there. My vet, I told my
that's
vet.
Not a this rescue.
The dog was there for 10 months of its life. 10 months in a cage.
Well, nobody bought it. I rescued it from a pet store.
And when I took him to the vet, I told the vet the story about the dog.
There's a bottle of CK Shock at TJ Maxx. It's been there for 2.5 years, but it's still for sale.
And it's not a rescue.
It's not a sentient being.
I can't walk in and adopt it.
That's not a sentient being. Look. This creature's hair was overgrown. It was living in a cage. I told my veterinarian the story when he got his first checkup, and she said, well, you rescued him. The vet said that.
Okay.
So, yes. Did it cost money? Yes, it cost money to adopt the dog. But technically, I bought it.
But you bought him from a store.
You paid money.
I paid money.
At a store.
To get him out of there.
Hold on a second. But it wasn't a, what do they call those things?
A pound?
A shelter.
It was
a shop.
Yeah.
They were, I guess you could say, they are sheltering some puppies in there.
No. Was it a shelter or a shop?
It's a shop.
They technically shelter puppies in there, but that's not what that is.
Right.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's a store you shopped. You didn't adopt.
But I'm saying this particular dog needed a home, right? It was, in my opinion, it was living a horrible life.
All those dogs need homes, whether they're at a puppy mill or not.
Right. Every dog.
It doesn't mean that.
The dog needed a home, but you just paid into it so they continue to do this process.
Well, except that they kept lowering the price because he was getting older. And by the time they lowered the price to the bottom, it's the same price as if I adopted a dog. Uh-huh. And this dog needed to get out of there. And every time I went in there, he stared at me.
How much was it?
We connected, on
that's a good question.
Yeah, how much was it?
It was a lot cheaper than when I first saw him.
How much was it?
Why are you asking me how much?
I'm just curious. How much a dog like that
cost?
Don't
ask that. Oh, how much did you pay for your car? How much did you pay for dinner last night? You don't talk about that on the radio.
How much you paid for your dog, or how much your car?
It's a dog.
You asked me when I said I bought the Kevin Hart pants. You asked me how much they were.
That's true.
But you brought it up. You said, "Hey, you should check these out. They're a good deal."
But you said, "No, I didn't say deal." I said, "I like the pants." You said, "How much are they?" I like your dog. How much was he? Also, I'm looking for a dog. How much a dog like that cost?
I don't even remember. It was a low price. It was in the hundreds.
Hundreds?
It cost hundreds? That's what it costs to adopt a dog.
How much hundreds?
Yes, it does.
Like a couple hundred?
Oh,
a few hundred?
God.
Many hundreds?
Slim. Like a few.
Tens of hundreds?
Maybe $500.
$500 for that dog, huh?
$2,500. I don't remember.
Did you pay $2,500?
I did not pay $2,500.
How much did you pay for him?
I did not.
Oh my God.
I paid in the hundreds.
$1,800?
No, in the hundreds.
Well, that's a hundred. $1,800 in the hundreds. Yeah.
Below $1,000 is what I'm saying.
$900.
No, Christ. I don't remember. Maybe. Somewhere around there. $500. Snowcone, if you go to a shelter to adopt a dog, it can easily cost you $300 in adoption fees. You have to pay for
that. That is true. I have been looking at it.
Because they've been spayed, neutered, they've had all their vaccinations and everything.
And you're rescuing them.
But they do have...
This dog needed me, dude.
No, he needed me. It was at a pet store. It was from a puppy mill.
He needed me.
You were perpetuating this cycle of puppy mills.
He needed me. He's a sentient creature, and he was stuck in that glass showcase, and he stared at me every time I went in there, and he was just sitting there doing nothing. And I brought him home, and he is now... blossomed, and he was
living a good life at a pet store.
No, now,
he
was not
in a pet store.
The thing
he
was is, not perpetuating the puppy mills.
That's I
the
understand.
Other thing. Now people know.
I understand.
Buy dogs in
a
shop.
Right. But they had to know this dog didn't sell well, so maybe we shouldn't breed more of these. That's part of my rationale.
Well, you can, I mean, that dog's little, so you can always sell them for bait.
We felt guilty about the whole situation, so we donated money. We donated money to Casey Pet Project because we did feel good.
You knew that you shopped.
And Casey Pet Project had worked with us for quite a while. Again, you keep asking me how much
you worked with them for quite a while.
Yeah, they kept trying to find dogs. We couldn't get we had a dog that came over to the house, Snowco, and we were trying to find a dog for a while.
I found what I thought was the perfect dog, and then the lady told me, like, I really was going to go get it. It was, and then she said, "Oh, the people brought him back." And I was like, "All right, well, why'd they bring him back?" And she said, "Oh, she figured out a way to just wander through the electric fence."
Yeah, that's all you got.
All
right?
I got, yeah. So yeah. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
It is hard to find the perfect, especially if you want, like, I want to be a good pet owner.
Right.
I don't want to be the person who doesn't train, you know what I mean? So yeah. I need an older one that knows to go outside. And it needs
they're
to...
They're not that hard to train, honestly.
And I need to leave it alone at home for hours.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. But you're not, you know, it's not that long. It's not like you have to be gone 10 hours at a time or whatever. And the kids
but I mean, sometimes on the weekends, you know?
Yeah, but the kids...
Maybe 6 to 7, but...
Yeah.
I can, you know, it could have full rain of the
house.
You should
get a small dog
in the garage.
And get a doggy door like my mom does.
Yeah, but then what if it went through the electric fence?
Well, you just got to make sure it doesn't. That's it.
But then it's got to go down the patio stairs. Mm-hmm. Like, I got that big deck. Mm-hmm. Will it go down and then back up?
Yes, absolutely.
See, this is my problem.
Now, maybe when it gets way older, it might have a harder time. It gets arthritis, hip dysplasia,
something
like that.
Can it just poop on the deck?
It'll go down to the yard to poop. It'll love going down to the yard. Yeah, get a little dog. There's a pet store I could take you to.
Jesus,
they got a lot of little dogs there.
Well, I'll take that one and one for bait.
Prices vary.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
We're going to do the news coming up.
Oh, good.
Are you guys excited?
Yeah, of course I am.
Neither of you seem excited. You're both on your phones. You're both on
I'm
your phones.
I'm adding this.
What'd you say?
Exactly. You know, this is a big part of the show here, guys. We're going to get caught up on the news.
I'm adding to my story about Hero raising money for his baseball team. That's all.
And I was putting up the story.
Yeah, with Brockmeyer.
God, leave us alone.
You see what Nick did? He got Brockmeyer.
I saw what Nick did.
So Hero sent out, you know.
Why don't you go buy another dog?
Hero sent out texts to, you know, the people that he loves. Because they said, you know, find people that might be able to donate to the baseball team. So he sent you a text.
Yes,
he sent me a text. He sent my mom a text. And I think he sent Nick a text.
I didn't get one.
Well,
I don't think they take kratom residue.
I also think he was,
you just told me.
He did ask me about it, and he was like, I don't want to ask people for money. And I'm like, no, I get it. He felt weird about it. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, look. Ask Nick, because he's got plenty of it.
Yeah, I can teach you how to ask for money.
I have money of it, too.
And I'm like, ask Slim, because I know Slim, and he'll actually feel good about it.
And ask
you know what I mean? And I said, don't. And ask Grandma.
Yeah.
And ask me. We're good. You know what I mean?
But I think Snowcone can teach him how to ask for money. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
okay.
He's good at that, right?
I'll tell him to send you one.
He feels weird
about
it.
You don't want to impose on people, you know what I mean? And he didn't want to do that, so I was like... You can ask me, Slim, Nick will do it.
Yeah.
Not only did Nick do it, then he got a commercial made for him.
Yeah, I saw.
Like, did we play that on the radio?
No, I don't think you did.
I mean, you liked it, right?
Yeah, I liked it, except
what's wrong?
Well, because Hero had texted me, and I donated, and so I was, you know, my back was sore from patting it so much over the weekend. And then, you know, Nick, of course, I'm not mad.
Yeah, why? I mean.
I donated. I donated the points at the vape stop. That I got.
Oh, you did? Good. Man, those
things
add
up. Points.
They add up quickly, don't they?
Yeah.
You know what I don't like, Snowcone, is when they say, oh, you want to type in your number for your rewards? You type in your number and they go, oh my gosh. I hate when they say that.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I don't need that.
They're just saying you spend a lot of money.
I know
here.
That's all they're saying.
Right, like, listen, this is what Nick.
Okay, here we go. Nick got for Euros baseball fundraiser.
Howdy, baseball fans. Jim Brockmeyer here, and I would just love it If you'd help my pal and my fourth favorite catcher, John Geiger, and his Shawnee Mission South Raiders raise money for this coming baseball season. Hey, I can personally guarantee you that John will repay your donations with his Major League signing bonus down the road. Because John is not the brightest bulb in the box. Take care, everybody.
So he got Hank Azaria.
Hank Azaria as Brockmeyer.
Yeah.
To do a commercial to raise money for him.
I'm gonna.
And then not only that, I clicked on the thing, and Brockmeyer donated money.
Oh, Jesus.
It says from Jim Brockmeyer.
I'm texting David Arquette right now. I'm just sending him the, I'm just going to send him the link. We'll see what happens. We'll do the news next.
Yep.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. All right, what's going on?
We're doing the news, and guess what? The first story, the top story, it's a story that you brought to my attention. Your Sopranos bench.
Oh, really? I told you I wanted to buy it. You make money off that thing. Not only is it awesome, but I saw it on eBay like 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I thought I would get it for $5,000.
You and your buddy were talking about going in
together. We're
going
to split it, five each.
Yeah, you get 6 months at your house, 6 months at his house,
we're
right?
We're going to put it on display somewhere. What, are you kidding me?
Right, that's right. You're going to start a restaurant.
Or at least put it on display, like, hey, this
museum.
This is it.
Yeah. It's the booth that Tony Soprano sat in the final episode of the series.
Before either you believe he got shot or didn't, whatever. But that's where he's sitting with his family.
Wrong. Yes, and they put it up for auction. It had been in that restaurant this whole time, and they had a little plaque that said, "This is where Tony Soprano sat," or whatever.
Reserved for the Soprano.
Oh, that's what it was. So that booth went on eBay. I think the first time Lazlo saw it, it was at like $5,000. And then the next time, it was already at $10,000.
Yeah.
Well, it finally sold. Did you see what it sold for?
I didn't.
The vintage diner booth where Tony Soprano left his fans in the dark made a big score on eBay last night. So an unknown bidder paid more than $82,000 for the booth from the Holston's Ice Cream Parlor in Jersey. The tabletop jukebox that Tony dropped a quarter into, though, was not part of the sale. That was apparently just a film prop.
Oh, so you don't get the little jukebox that he put the quarter in because that was just a film prop that they didn't have. You get the booth. I think it's funny that
you don't get that?
Yeah, no, you don't get it. I guess it's gone. I think
you could get one.
You could get one, but it wouldn't be
that only plays Journey.
Yeah. The problem is... How much was it?
I'm texting my buddy now.
It was like almost $83,000. I don't understand why the bidder has to be unknown. It's always unknown. It's like people are embarrassed that they have so much money to waste. But it could just be that they don't want people knowing that they have this much money to waste because they're tired of people asking them for money.
Or that they, right? You know, yeah.
I think sometimes that's it. They're like, I want to remain
anonymous.
Or
like, I want this booth, but they're like, you know, if I tell them who I am.
People are going to be like, you're the one? You paid $83,000
for
a booth?
Well, also, then the news people are going to want to come talk to me.
Right, of course.
I don't really want to do that.
Yeah. So,
and maybe it's not even embarrassed about the money or the booth. I just don't want to, you know what I mean? I don't want to be on the news for the guy who bought the booth.
Right.
Whatever.
I think when people win the lottery, it's all those things. I don't want the media.
Right.
And I don't want people to start asking me for money. I want to disappear and be in the witness protection program. So the Sopranos booth sold, I think it's a little more than you would have wanted to pay. $82,000. I remember when you could buy a nice house for $82,000.
Yeah.
I don't actually. I just remember, I know people who've said like, oh, my parents bought this house for $82,000 in 1985 or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy.
I know my dad.
It's a lot of money. So.
My dad bought the house I grew up in for $45,000.
My parents paid $20,000 for the one in Hickman Mills.
And then retired and sold it for $4,000.
For what?
$400,000.
Oh, I thought $4,000. No, I was like, what happened to this house?
I'm like, my God, that doesn't happen anymore.
No, my buddy's dad bought a lake house at the Lake of the Ozarks, paid $65,000 for it. It's worth like over $1 million.
Oh, yeah, my dad bought that house, and then he bought a condo on the ocean on Sanibel Island for like $95,000.
Right.
And people were like, you're crazy.
Right.
Those prices will never go over. You're going to lose your ass.
Yep. It's already, yeah. The bubble's got to burst.
54.
Bubble's got to burst.
54 from those two stupid things.
Yeah. I mean, look, it would seem
Hey, good for him, man. And good. You know, hey, he died when he was 73. He 20 years of retirement because of that. So good for him, where he got to fish and whatever.
It does feel like...
It feels like that ain't happening anymore.
Well, no, but it does still feel like investing in property is... It's better than a lot of the other things.
It's better than a lot of the other things.
It can go down. You can have a bad...
You can lose your ass if you overpay for it.
But if you just stick with it. Exactly. Stick with it. At least in our entire lifetime,
it's
always
come back. You can't buy it anymore like an investment like he did. We're like, I'm going to retire off this. But if you buy it and live in it long enough, you'll be okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can buy things that you think are already too expensive. I saw that story about that Colorado ski town. Did you see this? Where they're offering a job. There's a job opening for $167,000. Okay.
Okay.
It's like a.
What are you doing, man?
It's like a HR person, right? That's the job. They need an HR person. They're offering $167,000. The people they've interviewed turned down the job because they're like, no, it's not enough money. We can't afford to live here. I mean, $167,000 sounds like a real good salary to me, but these people are saying, no, can't take it. And I don't know specifically what their HR job does. Hell, I guess I don't know specifically what our HR person does.
We don't have one.
Yeah, we do.
Not here.
Well, sort of we do.
No.
We do. That's the person you don't know who
never
was
know
the
who
day.
You never know who she is. Never know she's, she's our HR person.
But we do have one.
Well, whoever I have to contact for HR, email is from another country.
Yeah, it's not another country. There are people in other cities, but yes, we do have
like,
one.
Hey, I need to know what this is. And
she can. The one here can help you with that, too.
Okay, well,
you just don't know who she is, so you just email other people.
I talked to some woman in Phoenix.
Exactly. Which, right.
Why does she answer me?
Because she's like, I don't know. This guy can't find his HR person.
He's talking to me.
Right. He's emailing me. I guess I'll help him, right?
Seems like you would be like, hey, there's a person there.
She probably thinks like maybe he has a personal problem.
HR person like in Phoenix, like at that location, and she probably thinks that you work there and just doesn't know who you are.
No, I think
how would she get my information?
She thinks that he's got a problem.
She has like whatever, like I get you paid for endorsements, and she sends everything to me.
Oh, yeah.
I think
we have one here.
I think she thinks that he has a personal.
She knows
problem
what comes out of my check for child support, like
member employee appreciation day.
Maybe they just gave me a personal,
and they had those checks for restaurants I was telling you about. That's our HR person.
And you said who is that? Yeah, yeah. Well, she's very friendly.
Well, my HR person is in Phoenix. Maybe it's my own personal HR person.
Well, anyway, if Snow
Cone, sends me an email every week.
Snow Cone, $167,000. You think you could be an HR person?
I don't know if I could live on that now.
$167,000? I mean,
that'd be a pay cut for me.
Not enough? Yeah. Sounds pretty good to me, but people are turning it down.
I mean, it is crazy to think, though, people are turning it down because, real honestly, because
the property's too expensive.
And $160,000 is middle class now.
Yes, exactly.
Like in the 70s and 80s, if you were making $160,000, you were killing
you're
it.
You were rich.
Killing it.
You were the.
Now you're like, well, you're living check to check.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you can make it work, but you're not like, man, I am banking money.
No, but if you're dual income making $150,000 each, then I think you're still doing comfortably
you're doing
well.
You're banking money.
No, but $300,000, I think you can pay your bills comfortably
you can.
And those things. Yeah.
And you've got nice cars and big bills, but your bills are more.
Yes.
And everything else. And you're not, like, if you were making $300,000 in 1989 or even 1995, you were banking money.
In 2002, if you were making $300,000, you'd be still doing pretty
money.
Damn
that's
well.
Not, now it's like, hey, you're still doing well.
Yeah.
But
it ain't what it used
you
to
can
be.
Get whatever you want for the most part, but you didn't work for 4 years, and now you're going to go ahead and buy that vacation home.
You're
that
not,
ain't it.
You're not retiring at 40. You're not, going out and displaying your wealth to people. No one's impressed by it, you know.
Uh-uh.
You can afford, like, maybe to, you know, lease a new Chevy Tahoe or whatever, right? But, boy, you gotta
I mean,
hope
look,
that
you're
paycheck
doing good, but, I mean, it's just comparatively to what it was 15 years ago.
Right, and depending on
like
where you
at
live.
At $300,000, you were, and look, I'd take $300,000, don't get me wrong, but at 15 years ago, you were like, I may not have to work very much longer.
Right. It was
I'd do about 5 years. If I can make it 5 years making this, we might go ahead and just retire. Now it's like, well, I mean, I'll have to work till I die.
Right.
Now, if I have kids, I mean, college is $100,000.
Yep.
College is $100,000.
Nope. It's stupid.
Me and Swim were just talking about
talking
this
about last
night.
It's stupid. The whole
it's
system
a
is
a goddamn
stupid.
Racket.
What, college or just prices in
college.
General?
College.
Yeah.
Well, how textbooks, the tuition got so high.
It's goddamn criminal.
It's stupid. And we could fix it, but
it's
Congress doesn't fix anything.
It's
Congress just doesn't do anything anymore.
And my oldest said he wants to go to Nebraska so he can study communications.
Ugh.
I'm like, no. You'll go to
Snow Cone
7,000 Squib and learn how to do a podcast. Well,
exactly.
We'll learn. You can learn from someone else.
No, I can teach them.
Hey, guys, good news. Birth control.
Can you imagine if I paid $100,000 for him to go learn how to do radio? Yeah,
that's bad.
Give me $1,000, I'll do it.
I'll choke myself out.
That's bad.
I'm like, we get caught. We know people. You can just go work.
But also, it's 2024.
Actually, literally, you don't even have to finish high school. I'm positive we can get you a job in radio.
Get you a job.
Just drop out.
Right.
Start working now.
It's also
on podcasts, whatever. We'll get you a job.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not what it was 25, 30 years ago.
But then I told him that, and he goes, well,
it's a little different.
He's like, I want to play baseball. I'm not trying to do nothing.
Right.
I'm like, oh. He's like, so if I go there and play baseball, then you can get me a job.
I'm easy to get.
And I'll know.
Yeah.
You know, I get to play baseball for 4 years in college, and then when I get out, I'll know how to do this stuff. And I'm like, all right, but still no.
No.
I'm not paying for you to get a job in communications.
No. It's like spend money to go learn how to be a cobbler. Yeah. It's 2024. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you're going to be paying down that debt the rest of your life.
You're getting that theater degree. I think a theater degree helps you in anything.
I don't know how it works. I look.
I do. I think, but just because you're coming,
sounds ridiculous.
But I'm able to perform, man. So I think if you're going to be like whatever, you need me to cold call people. I got it. I can go in front of people. I can do stuff. Like I think that degree's pretty.
I always think the business degree is the one where it's like you got a business degree.
Yeah, business degree.
Now you can go make money if you want to hustle
anything. Yeah, you got.
But I think it's difficult to get
business. That sounds horrible.
Well, if you want to make money, right? If you want to make money, I mean, unless you get to play in the MLB, you want to make money. I think the business degree is. Or, of course, there's people that
I would have gotten a theater.
You got medical and you got law, but I feel
Yeah, of course. But that's your pigeon into what you want to do.
If you get rid of those things, I think the business degree, I always think of that as the one, the people that are hustling and they want to get out of college and start making money.
I totally agree. I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying, without being stuck in that, I'm going to go work in corporate America. Mm-hmm. A theater degree gives you, I think, so many opportunities to do different things.
Maybe. I don't know anything about college. I only went for a year. Birth control over the counter, they promised it since last July. It's coming this month, guys.
In just a few weeks, Americans will be able to buy over-the-counter birth control pills for the first time ever. Going by the brand name O-Pill, the oral contraceptive is expected on store shelves at CVS, Walgreens, and more. By the end of this month, the drug was first approved for over-the-counter sales by the FDA last July. It's taken daily, similarly to prescription-only birth control.
Snow Cone, we're so stupid. I spent all that money to get Snow Cone an IUD, now they've got over-the-counter birth control. It'll probably be a lot cheaper.
That hurt like hell going in.
Yeah, I know. Couldn't complain about
an IUD.
What about afterwards? Did that hurt like hell, too?
Well, no.
It depends.
Well,
depends on the night.
Did that feel like love?
Depends on the night.
Would that feel like love or hate?
It could be either one. Depends on the night.
Which one do you like better?
It really depends on the night.
It all depends on the night. We can read each other's moods.
I feel like he likes love. That's why I was asking.
He does. Afterwards, he always wants love.
Then I also like being humiliated.
You do?
No, that's during sex. But afterwards, you always want to be reassured.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of reassurance.
I didn't just think you were that kind of guy to be humiliated. I thought you like skin-on-skin cuddling. I love you. Look at my eye.
He likes afterwards.
Yeah, I do that, too.
You know, turn your head around?
At the point when most guys want to like get away, that's when he's really getting cuddly.
Got it.
Yeah, needs affection. You guys know what today is? You know what today is?
It's a hate day for you.
Come on.
Yeah, today's a hate day.
Yeah, you get hate.
It's going to later.
Oh my God. It's National Snack Day, but that's not the right answer.
He's going to knock him up.
What is today? You guys know. It's a huge day.
It's March 5th.
Good Lord. It's Super Tuesday, guys.
Tuesday. The road to the White House stretching from coast to coast as Republican voters in 15 states cast their primary ballots. GOP frontrunner Donald Trump is widely expected to pick up the lion's share of the more than 800 delegates at stake today.
Haley, she's not a problem. I think she's very negative for the party, but she's not a problem in terms of winning because we're winning by a lot.
At some point, maybe we should say the reason that America keeps losing is because of Donald Trump.
Well, they won with him, too.
She's saying that when he was in office, they lost at the state level and the federal level. Donald Trump, they blamed Donald Trump, that the people didn't like Republicans, or they liked Republicans less when Donald Trump was president. But guys, be honest, right now sitting here on Super Tuesday, who do you think is going to win the general election this fall if you had to put all your money on it?
Biden.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I do too.
Because he did.
Do you think people, is it because they dislike Trump so much that they'll go vote for Biden?
Part of it.
Okay.
I think the reason if Biden loses, it's because people stayed home.
Did you see Biden giving the speech about giving aid to Gaza?
Yeah.
You watched that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey man, I don't love him.
I just don't get it.
I'm just saying that
I just don't get it. This is the United States of America.
I don't get it either. I don't love them at all.
It's like this is how I don't get it. I'll vote for him. This is the two people.
These are the two.
It's crazy.
But you asked who I thought was going to win.
What did he do that made you mad?
He just tried to give a speech. I mean, it's not the first time he's done it. He tried to give a speech about sending aid to Gaza and kept calling it Ukraine, and he's totally confused.
White House has to come out like, oh, he misspoke.
Every time.
It's fine. And, you know, he misspoke. It happens.
It's every day, though. The guy's losing his goddamn mind. Every day they come out and they say, so, you know, he just misspoke. He meant this. And I'm listening to him, and I'm like, man, look, I'm going to vote for this guy. But I see something like 70% of the country says they wish they had different candidates.
Trust me, he's really smart. He's
You should see him behind closed doors. He's really, right. He's really
I know.
Smart.
I like that.
Why don't we see it?
No, he's totally fine. He's whip smart, and he's good at taking in information and digesting it. And I'm just like, okay, I guess you're saying when he's sitting down. Well, then why don't you show us that? I'm with you, Snowcone.
Right.
Show him sitting in the Oval Office.
Right. Let's see.
Being fed information and see how he responds.
What we see is him muttering to himself.
Right. He doesn't. Look, he's not the same guy that
he
was.
He's not.
He's not. Anyhow, it just seems bizarre. But you know what? It's America. That's the thing. You look at the bright side. There's always something new. There's always something different. Just when you think, oh, this is as weird as it can get, it gets weirder, right? Trump is back. He was a president. He lost his reelection bid. Now he's winning the primary bid to run and be president again. Mm-hmm. And he's going up against the incumbent who, we just spoke about.
So you think he's going to win?
I don't know. I see these polls, and they show Trump up by 6, 7, 8, 9 points. It just depends on the poll.
I think he can win.
I just think that Trump could win.
I think either one.
I think he could win Michigan.
I think either one could win. I happen to think Biden will win, but I think either one could easily win.
The people in Michigan who are upset. I mean, we're talking about such small margins, but we don't. It doesn't matter. We talked about it yesterday. So, All right, we got to take a break, but we have to when we get back. We promised yesterday we would tell the story about the Oklahoma student toe licking, and we never got to it. We got to do that next. This is not a story we can ignore.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yo.
So what are we doing, Snow Cone?
He showed me a documentary called Civil War.
Documentary.
It will be a documentary.
It's a movie
in a few years.
Coming out in April with Kirsten Dunst.
Jesse Plemons.
Matter of 10 years, it'll be a documentary.
Civil War. The idea being that this is a very contentious election year, and Americans are divided, and so this movie, might frighten some people because it's a little too close to home.
When I saw the trailer, I was like, not now.
I know.
Don't
put
this out.
We're too close. And Snow Cone had already listened to that long podcast about Civil Wars.
Yeah.
So I was like, this could be
Idiocracy. It looked like it was really good, and I wanted to see it, but I don't understand if you watch the trailer. Maybe we can play a little bit of it.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah. 19 states have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
I'm guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America.
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America. The so-called Western forces of Texas and California have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol.
Every instinct in me says this is death.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here. What? Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you?
So your problem is what?
The Western forces?
The Texas.
California and Texas are friends? That does not, in a civil war, Texas and California are not teaming up.
It's going to be Texas and Florida.
They're going to have to explain.
It's going
to
be all that. It's going to be
Alabama and Louisiana.
Oh, Texas, the whole south there.
Yeah, that whole south, right.
From Texas all the way to Florida and then up a few states, whatever those are.
The southeast, the lines. Yeah.
It's going to go up to about North Carolina.
West Virginia.
Isn't it just going to be all red except on the coast?
Well, like, no, you'll have
it's that bottom right corner of the map.
Yeah. Well, that's red for sure.
You'll have everything from Pennsylvania all the way up the East Coast and probably, you know, Ohio would be red, and then you go Michigan across to Minnesota, and then across the top, you get to
Montana,
Seattle.
And Idaho, they're going to
be red.
There
might be pockets there, but then you'd have, you know, Seattle, Portland, California.
I'm curious how they're going to say why Texas
really
and
would be north
California.
Against south for the most part with little weird pockets
pretty
right on there.
I don't think so.
I'm
curious how they're going
to
explain.
You have to add California in now.
But what side are you guys joining?
Both.
You're going to do both?
I'm going to do both. I'm going to get a MAGA hat, keep it in my pocket. When the MAGAs come, I'll put it on.
I'm with you.
And I got my gun out.
You're
I'm
going
like,
MAGA?
I'm going to go with whatever side's winning that day.
Yeah, I mean, I live in the middle of the country, so, you know.
We're going to scrub the
It's not overwhelming majority.
You're going on whatever side's winning that day?
Well, like, if someone stops by my house and like, hey, what kind of American are you? And they're wearing a MAGA hat, I'll put on a MAGA hat. Like, I'm this kind of American.
What kind of American do you think I am?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They kill you guys quick.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Why did you say yeah? Right. Like,
well, you just said
you're saying that you would get away with it.
Well, you were just saying how important a theater degree is. This is important. We could act. We could be. You know,
I'm white.
We're convincing. Yeah, I'm a white guy. I can be a Republican.
It's not hard. It's not a big stretch to imagine that I might be a Republican.
I'm just saying in the movies that I've seen in the wars, they usually find the people who are traitors and then they make a big deal about them.
Yeah.
They hang him in, like, City Square.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be a traitor.
We're not traitors.
We are a traitor.
But we go with the flow.
I'm not doing anything.
You just trade it. It's the actual definition of a traitor.
I'm not going
to
do anything.
No, they're trying to find the guys that are, like,
hardcore. I am with MAGA, and then they leave, and then you're like, I am with California.
Yeah.
Well, you're a traitor for both.
Yeah, but we're so low, you know what I mean? They don't care about us.
Right, no. They're not coming to my
house. We're trying to get by.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. When if they march down the street.
I got a goddamn kid to raise. That's all I care about, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get by.
I don't know. Better go to Cabela's and get some more ammo, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess we have to shoot each other.
I'm not.
I don't understand.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm not all that interested in going to war again, but I'm not joining the MAGA side. I'm not doing that.
I don't want.
I'm not doing that.
I don't want to.
I don't want the Mad Max bull. That's what I don't want.
Yeah, I just
bury me with it. Once that starts, just turn on the car in the garage and leave the door closed.
Well, the MAGA side would lose anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, people.
They got the guns.
People will die.
They've also got
Cabela's
zero way to make any money whatsoever. It'd be the same thing. They have no industry. They're living in.
Well, it depends on who's in the White House, though, too, right?
They're still living in places where they can't grow. They can't do anything. There's no manufacturing. There's nothing.
Just depends.
They're just going to get their asses
just
kicked.
Depends
they can't,
on, but
they
if,
can't bring any money. We've seen it before. I've seen this movie.
If the president.
The war was kind of because they had such a big industry, they wanted to keep it, right?
No, but we know that they didn't have manufacturing. If you go to the north, the car plants, they make tanks, they make all that stuff. They have nothing in the south.
Well,
they
started to once they got air conditioning. A lot of stuff moved to the south because they weren't union. Uh-huh. They're all right to work states.
It's going
to
be
too close for me. Again, I'm turning on the car in the garage and closing.
Plus, I saw them all try to take over like four guards at. And January 6th, and they all just cried and crapped their pants and went back to their flower shop like, I'm not a criminal, I sell flowers. Like, okay. The day I saw him on TV, I was like, there's only one guy there who's ready to do any time for this, and he's a Proud Boy.
Yeah.
That's the only guy I saw out there where I was like, that guy's ready to do time.
And it turns out he was undercover for the FBI.
Yes.
So.
Right. Exactly. He was ready to do time. He's already that guy.
Yeah.
I
saw that today the first guy that breached the thing
cried.
Is getting sentenced, right?
Oh, really?
He's being charged or he's being sentenced.
The first
sentenced
one to breach?
It said something about the first one to breach the Capitol today was, I don't know, doing something. It's crazy how long that's been going on because what year was that? 2018,
and I'm sure. I mean,
right?
If it's now.
No, 2021.
If it's 2024, come on, man. I don't know who would be the leader of the California Party. I don't know who that
Gavin
is.
Gavin Newsom,
right. Probably.
But if it's Trump on the other side, he's going to be like, attack Michigan. I'll go with you. And he's like, sorry, I'm in Mar-a-Lago. Really far away from the front
and
line.
And by with
like,
you, I mean.
By
I'm
with
on
you,
Zoom.
I mean, like, you know, watching you on TV. With like, he's not. He ain't that guy.
300 years from now, your great-great-grandkids will be learning the history of Trumpistan and how Donald Trump couldn't tell a lie and sailed across the Delaware to save the Republic from the woke liberals.
Winners write the history books.
That's right.
Yeah. I doubt, I really doubt that that MAGA crowd would win. I really do. Oh, Steve Winter says, they're a well-fed militia. That's right. All we got to do is just stop giving them insulin. Like, here you go. Your meds are gone, Grandpa. Oh, no.
Okay, well, yeah, look. I literally. Again, this is all Lazo,
well,
if you're
right.
listening.
Trump ain't that guy.
This is Cheryl's out there with her cut-off shorts.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Trump saying he's going to run into the school shooting. Like, he ain't that guy.
No.
Again, if anyone is hearing this and offended, I did not say it. I did not say anything about MAGA. That's Lazo. I didn't say anything about the people that stormed the Capitol.
Withheld their insulin.
Just like, oh, you guys don't have insulin. They're like, damn, oh, no. What are they going to do? It is what it is.
Well, the movie comes out April 24th. Maybe Snowcone can book us an interview with Jesse Plemons.
Yes.
You get
I do
that
like
done?
Jesse Plemons.
Love Jesse Plemons.
Get an interview with him.
I'm only going to talk about Friday Night
Lights.
See
if his wife's available.
What?
We'll see if his wife's available, too. She's on it.
She's not going to talk to us.
What's her name again?
Shut up. You will refer to him as Kirsten Dunst's husband.
No.
That's how he is referred
Jesse
to in my
Plemons
household.
Wife.
No, we refer to him as Kirsten Dunst.
Look, I
husband.
Love Kirsten
He's a good
Dunst.
Actor, but he's Kirsten Dunst's husband.
Okay.
He got real lucky there.
I like her quite a bit.
Real lucky.
But she's no Jesse Plemons.
You guys,
I do like Jesse Plemons.
You guys remember Nick Swardson?
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler's friend. Lazo definitely
knows
Grandma's
Nick Swardson.
Boy. Yeah, I mean, he's in most of Adam mm-hmm. Sandler's movies. Mm-hmm. Did you see that he got...
What side is he on?
I think he would be on both sides. I'm not sure. Did you see... Because Adam Sandler's Republican, right? Or he used to be. I don't know if he still is. Remember, he used to
really?
Give money. Yeah, he was friends with Dennis Miller, and he used to give money to the Republican Party.
Okay, I could see Dennis Miller, I guess. But
yep. If you look at now, that was a long time ago. That was always one of those things. Like, did you know that Adam Sandler's a Republican?
He's incredibly wealthy.
But,
it makes
yeah,
sense.
I don't know how much money he was giving and how long that went on. But yeah, that was 15, 20 years ago at least.
Okay.
But Nick Swardson, you know him.
Mm-hmm.
He got escorted off stage for being too drunk. Did you see it?
Mm-mm.
You guys ever had alcohol before? You guys ever been too drunk before?
I'd like to have some more. Can I have some more?
You want to hear Nick Swardson?
Yes.
Trying to do his routine and getting escorted off the stage by the MC?
What are you saying right now? I'll say this. Let me ask you this. What? Okay. I'll tell you a joke. So one of my favorite things, I don't have kids. Anybody here have kids? Anybody here have kids? What the F?
Doesn't seem so bad.
So
it doesn't
one of my
seem
best
bad.
Friends was a guy named Norm MacDonald. Do you know who he is?
Now you're talking about Norm, though.
Yeah.
Reform!
What the f***? Let's go! Who here knows who Norm MacDonald is?
Okay.
Go!
And turned off the spotlight. Now they turned off his mic.
They just turned off his microphone.
My name's Justin. I'm the director of operations. We decided to conclude the show early in the best interest of those who bought tickets. We apologize for what you've seen tonight. Please email the box office.
Wow.
We'll be.
I've never seen such a
thing. It didn't seem that bad.
No, and it's stand up.
Credits and refunds. We apologize. Thank you very much. I'll be in the lobby if you have questions.
We thought it was in the best interest of everyone involved who paid for tickets to end the show early.
Belligerent.
I mean, look. People are allowed to bomb, and you're allowed to get drunk and
that's
bomb.
That's part of
right?
it.
That's part of being
that's
a stand-up.
That's part of why you go.
And when you say,
because they could bomb.
How was he when you saw him? You say, oh, I saw him bomb, dude.
That's
he
why
was
I
drunk.
Don't go
to, open
to
mics.
Comedy shows and open mics. I'm like, man, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, a lot of
and
people
bomb. And if they
bomb,
they do it. That's it.
Well, he's promising to make it up. So I guess, you know, he must agree that there was a problem. I mean, I guess there was a problem in the sense that they ended the show early.
There's got to be something we're not seeing there.
I felt like that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
he was bombing.
He kept saying,
but...
like, do you know Norm MacDonald? And they're like, yeah. And then he repeated himself. And it's like, yeah, we know him. But, you know, maybe, look, maybe the MC or whatever that guy was, maybe he did save his ass. Maybe it was about to get really bad.
Yeah.
What you don't want to have is a Kramer moment, right, on stage.
No. So, it's not that bad.
No, it's not even close. But who knows where it was headed, right?
Yeah.
So maybe the guy's like, I know this guy. I know what he
I
says when he gets drunk.
Yeah,
yeah,
when
maybe
he
he's like,
Norm.
I talked to him behind.
Exactly.
I talked to him before, and he
backstage.
Started talking like this.
Yeah. Right.
I know
he
where this joke
about
goes.
Gaza, right.
Yeah.
Like,
whenever he brings up Norm MacDonald, he's going to do this.
Right.
Yeah.
Or just like
but still, you got to let him go.
I don't know. I think, you know, I don't know. I've never seen someone get pulled off the stage like that before. I'm sure it's happened.
No, I'd let them go, though.
But I thought they did some walk-off because they're getting booed. I've never seen someone get pulled off.
I've never seen someone come and say, like, we're ending the show and we're going to give you a refund. God, like, are you kidding me? I just paid to see Nick Swardson, which can't be that expensive, by the way. I like Nick Swardson, but it can't be that expensive. And I just saw something that's making national news. You pull them off the stage. I think I got my money's worth, right? I saw Nick Swardson get drunk. Have you ever seen Nick Swardson? Yeah, I saw him
so
hammered.
But I do feel like I'm upset about it. Like, I want him to finish.
Yeah, of course.
Like, when we saw Jane's Addiction, they were hammered.
Yeah, that was
fun. They were hammered. People were
mad about that. I liked it.
This is one of the better shows I've ever seen.
I know.
The guy was out here. He's like, yeah, I love. And he, you know, Missouri. And they're like, no, you're in Kansas. He's like, I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah.
Place is stupid.
People,
didn't just say
got
he
mad.
Was great.
I liked it.
I thought they were rock stars. Yeah, I loved it. I would sit there and watch Nick Swardson, you know, do what he does.
Yeah, get drunk, do your thing, whatever. All right.
See how it goes. By the way, also just to go back, because Snopes.com, though reported by a writer from Yahoo Entertainment, they discovered through a list that they released of celebrities who gave to the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
They discovered that while a person by the... So Adam Sandler got put on those lists, which is probably what you're saying.
Yeah, they always said, you know, did you know? But it wasn't reliable information. It was like,
well, Snopes says that they went and dug further, and while there is a person by the name of Adam Sandler on the Open Secrets list of Trump's donors, it was not the actor. It was someone else who's named Adam Sandler, and people just put it on there. So Snopes says... There's no proof of what he gives to.
So I'm definitely not talking about anything as modern as Trump. The stuff that I heard was like, we're talking early 2000s. It was like late 90s, early 2000s was the last I heard
about. It says there's no proof of Adam Sandler that way. Apparently, he did give money to Giuliani at one point.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah. New York and after the...
Anything I heard about him giving money would have been like 2004, 2000, whatever. It was a long time ago.
And that was when it looks like he was giving it to him when he was running.
Okay.
So before he went full Trump.
Yeah. When he was still like America's mayor or whatever. Yeah.
$2,000 he gave him.
What a fall.
That's the only
grace.
Time he's ever done it.
Huh. That's
Has there
weird.
Been a bigger fall from grace?
I think
because we probably see it all the time because he's been on lists as a guy named Adam Sandler. That's really weird. And there is a guy named Adam Sandler who gives the Republicans all the time, just not him.
Yeah. All right, let's just get this over with.
What are we doing?
Kids in Oklahoma, we're doing a fundraiser at a high school.
Talk about it next.
We got to do it next.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Licking peanut butter off of toes. That is disgusting.
Why?
Absolutely disgusting.
Don't kink shame.
Yeah, don't kink shame.
But this is a school fundraiser. These are high school kids.
So don't kink shame.
You can't be licking peanut butter off of each other's toes.
Why? They could be doing a lot worse.
Because it's disgusting. The footage from Deer Creek High School in Edmond, Oklahoma shocked and disgusted social media users across the country. And the state superintendent, Ryan Walters, soon announced an investigation into the incident. You know what he called it? Disgusting. The footage originally obtained by Fox 25 was taken during a week-long fundraiser. This is for a local coffee shop that employs people with special needs. Supposedly, the kids were allowed to come up with whatever fundraisers. It was their idea. The adults are saying, we had nothing to do with the events. The kids organized it. They volunteered. We didn't tell them to do anything. But one of the events was putting peanut butter on people's bare toes and then licking the peanut butter, laying on
How do you make money doing it?
They laid on the floor. I have no idea. People are like, I'll give you $20.
Well, I mean, like, I know on OnlyFans and stuff, but I'm saying, how do you raise money? Like, will you give me $10 per toe or
That's
something?
That's what it reminds me of. It's like, I'm going to run
walk
a 5K.
A mile or whatever,
Right.
Is that what they did? Like, I'll lick this many toes for money?
I remember one time we paid a guy $100 at a concert to lick someone's
Suck your
suck some dude's toe. It was all green and gross, and I wasn't really a part of this. I was watching it. And the dude did it. There was a lot of drinking going on, but they paid him $100. He put this dude's toe in his mouth. That's the last time I've seen such a thing. Money being exchanged.
You never put a toe in your mouth?
Oh, I'm saying money
I don't
being,
believe you.
Money
your girlfriend's
raised.
Toes have been all in your mouth.
Yeah, all of her. There's not a part of her body that hasn't been in my mouth. Yeah, that's right, Lazo. That's right.
Man.
We live together. Get used to it. But so high school kids.
I'm about to throw up.
High school kids sucking peanut butter off of their friends' toes. I'm sorry. It does seem a little odd.
I don't know
why Ted Cruz needs to get involved. Ted Cruz is involved.
Why is Ted Cruz involved?
Because he thinks it was disgusting.
This video shows Deer Creek High School students licking toes at a fundraising event Thursday. We have blurred their faces to hide their identity.
It was surprising. I didn't think we were gonna do all that.
He is devouring them!
The Deer Creek School District confirmed the video with Fox 25, saying the students volunteered in challenges to help raise money during their philanthropy week.
Oh my!
Deer Creek Schools says every student who participated signed up for the games they played ahead of time, and that no faculty or staff were involved during the assembly.
Well, Ted Cruz, he's not even from Oklahoma. He said this is child abuse. And Walter, and Walter's the superintendent who said he's investigating. He said to Ted Cruz, completely agree, we are stopping this in Oklahoma. Child abuse.
Wait, why Ted Cruz is stopping in Oklahoma? How can he stop in Oklahoma?
I guess Ted Cruz is just like, yo, I'm a senator, and I saw this, and it's
stopping in Oklahoma.
He's not. Walter said he's stopping it. The superintendent responded to Ted Cruz and said,
I still want to know how they make money.
Completely agree, we are stopping this.
What did you do? Did you go like house to house and say, hi, my name's Steve, and we're raising money for a band, and one of the things that we're doing is that I will lick peanut butter off my classmates' toes.
Yep.
And it's $5 a toe. Is that what happened?
So it seems like. How much would you pay me to lick peanut butter off this person's toes?
What person? What are we doing?
A classmate.
Where are we?
Classmate.
What time is it?
Middle of the day.
Well, classmate, I'm not paying that. Come on, that's children. It's me and you late at night.
I thought we were still talking about how they raised the money. I didn't know that we'd moved on from that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no, that's what
I would
say.
There was
speculation at first that the toes were adults. The toes were not adults. The toes were other students.
If someone came to my house and told me that, I wouldn't believe them.
No,
but if they did somehow believe
your kid just sent me a fundraiser thing, there was nothing in it about
right. But if it was just like a fundraising thing like that, where you just signed up for it or whatever, then I'd probably say, you know, I'll give you $5 a toe.
No, I don't know. I don't want to be involved. That's what I'd say.
Why?
I don't want to be involved. It's such an odd thing. I would think, am I on candid camera? Why is there a juvenile at my door asking me for money to suck peanut butter off his friend's toes? I'm not getting involved in this. No, I'm not giving you money for that. Whether you text it to me or knock on my door.
Butter's good, though.
I love peanut butter. Me too. I eat it every day, but I'm not eating it off toes.
Why not? You put toes in your mouth.
I don't put my classmates' toes in my mouth.
It's not with classmates because you're not a classmate anymore.
That's what the story's
about.
What about
coworker?
Right.
I don't put my coworker's toes in my mouth. You want to eat peanut butter off my toes?
Girlfriend? Yeah.
I'm not eating peanut butter off her toes.
Why? What's it?
It doesn't sound appealing to me.
Why? But plain toes sounds better. It sounds better if you put
plain
peanut
toes
butter.
Don't sound that appealing to me.
But you put them in your mouth.
At some point, they've been in my mouth. Yeah, maybe. But
you get super horny. Like put that toe in my mouth.
Maybe, but I've never.
So what would stop you from saying put peanut butter on? It tastes better.
It's a fundraiser. It's not supposed to be a horny thing.
We stopped that, and now we've moved to you saying you're never going to put peanut butter on toes.
I'm not into food play. Yeah, I'm not into food play.
Okay, but. Peanut butter on toes would be better than just regular toes, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. It wouldn't be for
Why?
Me. I don't know. I don't like food being smeared on the body. I'm not into food play. So putting peanut butter on your toes sounds disgusting.
Yeah, food and sex.
We're putting this pasty food
on
your
toes. But you'd rather just put plain toes in your mouth?
I'd rather do neither.
I'm not doing it. So
it's just the mixing of the two.
But you guys lick right?
I sure do.
And you lick You like the guys both like that.
I love it.
Wouldn't it be better if there was peanut butter there?
Yes.
Right, you see what I'm saying?
That's
peanut butter would make the experience better.
Nah. That's different. Yes,
I disagree.
I'll do it.
Well, yeah,
Snowcone just likes eating. I'm like, I could put peanut butter in there, and you're
like, I just don't like food and sex mixing.
No,
that's it.
You like sex mixing,
no?
I don't usually like food and sex mixing either. But on the butt, I can see that. I could put food in the butt.
Okay, we're good.
All right, let's go home.
Yeah, that's it.
We're done.
Too much booze.
Really?
Yeah, time to go.
All right, good show, John Harvey Kellogg. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.